You are listening to Max Inc. Radio, and that song was Chopper. It's an original drum solo from Quentin Kufall, who joins me now. Hey, Quentin, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello, how are you, Terry?
I am great. It's so good to be able to talk with you. Your drumming is ridiculously good. I want to ask you about it. Now, you recently moved from Milwaukee to Nashville. So tell me about the change and what it means for you as a drummer.
Well, I think most notably, the weather is leaps and bounds better than Wisconsin. However, it's very humid at times.
Ah.
But I think the age-old debate is, would you rather be hot or would you rather be cold? I personally would rather be hot.
Yes.
It means a great deal. It's a lot of risk. And I really don't know what's going to happen here. But being 27, the number 30 is a little daunting to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I get it.
I didn't want to be either 30 or 40 or 50 or whatever age and look back and go, I regret not doing this when I was young and stupid, because I can always get a jobby job and kind of live a normal life, or what is deemed as a normal life.
Yeah.
So now's the time to gamble and see if I win the lottery.
Good for you. So how's it going so far? You only moved, what, 2 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer of slow and steady wins the race. Yeah. So at the moment, nothing super notable to really talk about. More so just meeting with people and, as a friend of mine put it, planting seeds. And we're going to see which of those seeds grows a little faster than maybe the others.
Connections are the way to do it. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. You
know, yeah. And now I guess I want to ask you, for those that really don't know you, maybe they've not heard of you and your drumming. How do you describe Quentin Kufall?
Oh, boy. That's a good question. I would describe myself as a people's drummer. And what does that mean? It means that if you're a musician, you can more than likely appreciate the musicality that is taking place with my performance and drumming. But if you're not a musician, or you can't dance or clap on time, then you can really appreciate maybe the visual elements that go into my performance,
mm-hmm.
whether it's stick tricks or headbanging or the artistry that goes into constructing a drum kit, or simply maybe you just enjoy music and you enjoy the type of songs and the music that I am associated with.
Yeah.
So, people's drummer.
I like people's drummer. That works for me. You know, I did play some of your music for a couple of drummer friends of mine, and really? They sat back in the chair after listening and were like, I'm exhausted. How does he do that?
Well, I don't know. Just a lot of practice.
Yeah.
And it depends on what kind of musician I think you want to be.
When did you start playing, or when did you first get interested in wanting to be a musician?
I started playing when I was five.
Five.
But that doesn't really mean anything, right? That doesn't... I'm not playing drum beats. I'm not playing shows at five. I'm hammering away like a five-year-old would. But when I started really getting into music and thinking about it as a potential career opportunity, I would say maybe 13 or 12, because at that point I'm able to put a band together. I'm able to talk amongst my classmates, figure out who plays guitar. Hey, can you play bass? Do you have the courage to sing? And you play a talent show and suddenly you think, I can do this as a career opportunity. But how do I make it a career opportunity? So a lot of questions when you're 13, but the dream was planted at that time.
And of course, I think one of the parts of the dream, how much KISS has influenced you, and you have been part of tribute bands. So tell me about it.
It's been a 10-year-long part of my life.
Yeah.
KISS has always been a part of my life. The same time that drums were introduced is when KISS was introduced. And the two seemingly have gone hand in hand for, like I said, the better part of a decade.
Yeah.
And really, you get into the game, and it's kind of like anything. People hear about you, and if you're good at it or deemed good at it, other opportunities come along. And it's like any job, right? You take a different job or you get a promotion. So my first band led to me being in my second tribute, which led me being into my third tribute. And like we had said earlier, it's really all about connections. It's a really great community. For the most part, people are really kind and very helpful. Mm-hmm. And very supportive of each other. And it's been a really fun ride.
Are you still in any of those tribute bands to Kiss? And obviously, you would be the drummer.
Yeah. I actually left the tribute that I was most previously in at the end of last year. Really, the reason being is so I could have complete availability in Nashville. In the Kiss tribute world, there's a lot of retirement posts, like, oh, I'm done. It's, and then a year later you see that same person who retired is back kind of doing it. And I'm not necessarily discounting that I could be a part of a tribute or even go back and fill in with tributes that I've been a part of it, but right now I really want to put the blinders on and focus on what can I do in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Can I be a part of something that could lead to some of the dreams that I had when I initially started playing music.
I love that you said, you know, you really had to make the choice, pack it up, move to Nashville from the Milwaukee area. And now you're pushing hard to make those dreams come true. What do you think would be the biggest thing that could happen for you? What would be one of those dreams?
Landing a touring opportunity with a band that I enjoy the music of.
Yeah.
So kind of like being the Eric Singer of a band, where someone like Eric Singer has had had an incredible career.
I agree.
Whether it's Black Sabbath or Lita Ford, and more notably with Alice Cooper and Kiss at the same time. How do you even manage that? So If my path could lead me to something like that, I would be over the moon about it.
Well, we would be thrilled for you too, but we would still say you're Wisconsin zone. I hope that's okay.
You know, it's weird because as I moved here, not that I have any distaste for Wisconsin at all, but certain things happen in everyone's life and you kind of go, well, you know, I didn't get maybe some of the support that I thought I had hoped for. And now moving here, I reflect back and kind of go, now that I have to start over, so to speak, I had a really good thing going in Wisconsin. But, you know, some of those negative elements can almost influence the positive ones. Over the years, I mean, that is no diss at all to Wisconsin, but you just have some certain things happen and they shape who you are. But Wisconsin's been very good to me.
That's great to hear. Yeah. We were talking with Quentin Kufall. He is a drummer extraordinaire, and this is Max Inc. Radio. You have this solo show coming up, and it's going to bring you back to Wisconsin. It's happening May 27th, the Dan Jansen Family Fest in Greenfield. And as I read about this, Quentin, this is a big deal.
Yeah. Growing up, Greenfield is my hometown. So it's a very big deal for me because I would go at 12 years old and see the Wisconsin cover band Cherry Pie.
Oh, of course.
And that was my really first introduction to hair metal music, which I am quite fond of. So every year I would go. It was they were always booked for the festival, and I'd get glammed out and go, and I always had dreamed of playing Dan Jansen Fest. And every time I was in a new band, I would annoy the people in charge, like, hey, why book some band that's not from Greenfield when you can book me?
Yeah.
And they finally did. So,
and this is your first time doing this festival.
It's actually my second.
Okay.
So they liked me so much last year that they booked me back this year. And it's great. It's really the first festival that is kicking off summer for Wisconsin festival season. I don't know. It means a lot to me. And I'm
really
happy.
When you play something like this and people maybe haven't seen a solo drummer show, do they approach you kind of trepidatiously? Are they really excited because you do put on such a show?
I would say trepidatious is the word. I haven't put a ton of effort into the promotional side of things.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is when you're booking a show, you typically have either an EPK or you have a series of promotional photos and maybe some sound clips of your band performing. And this was really meant to be an easy thing. It was meant to rival the acoustic guitar player that sets up in the corner and plays on a Thursday night and kind of just fills their calendar.
Yeah.
And I thought, how can I do that with drums? What does that mean for just solo drums? So I found a ton of backing tracks on YouTube. And most notably of my favorite songs, whether that's a Rush tune or a Dream Theater song, Avenged Sevenfold, if you like it heavier, or a few like more classic rock songs sprinkled in, like a Kiss tune or maybe a Motley Crue song, or Foo Fighters, which is a little more palatable.
Yeah.
And it kind of became this thing of, if you're going to watch a drummer for 3 hours, it should probably be either visually entertaining or musically proficient. All those bands I listed kind of contain all of that, all of those elements. It's just not a typical thing, right? I'm not playing a Jimmy Buffett song, or I'm not playing, you know, a Tina Turner song or something that most of these cover artists are playing. These are songs that I really like, that bring me a lot of joy, and that I would associate, if I saw a solo drum show, it associates all of those elements of, man, that guy just played with Vila Strangiato on drums. I can't believe it. Or, you know, he's playing a Motley Crue song, but he's going bonkers just, you know, with movement. It was hard to convey that initially.
Yeah.
But I think now there's enough word out that people can understand what it is. And if they want to take the chance and book it, I am really grateful for it.
That's awesome. Well, you do a great job on social media. I'm assuming that's the best way to keep up with you. And if they go to your Facebook or YouTube, they'll find some amazing videos. And that'll really give you a taste of what you are so talented at doing.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yeah, there's not a specific link associated with a solo drum show.
Yeah.
But if you follow my artist page, you can get the gist. I scream enough about it.
Well, we will share the gist through another song of yours. And we just want to say thank you so much, Quentin, for joining us. And again, he is going to be playing a solo show at the Dan Jansen Family Festival in Greenfield. And that's coming up quick on May 27th. Quentin, thank you so much. And have a great time coming back to Wisconsin.
Thank you so much, Terry. I appreciate the time and the thought to have me on the program.
Absolutely. We are happy to share your music here on MaxSync Radio. So here it is, another original drum solo song from Quentin Kufall. This is MaxSync Radio on the Civic Media Network, and we are local music.